sector representatives. He told that they are business people. I also want to recognize my two colleagues from the continent, from Ivory Coast as well as Tunisia. Of course, it would be amiss of me if I don't recognize the presence of students, our future leaders, our future managers, they are the future captains of industry. And so it's just right that we recognize their presence. Having said that,
ringrazio innanzitutto per la presenza, riconosco la presenza importante del direttore del Nobile Export, delle aziende private, degli imprenditori che sono presenti oggi a questo convegno. Ringrazio anche per la presenza dei miei colleghi dei due paesi, della Costa d'Avorio e della Tunisia, oggi. E vedo e riconosco anche la presenza dei studenti che oggi sono studenti, però domani saranno i nostri leader.
I think I'm the only speaker who is not eloquent in Italian.
Penso che sono l'unico oggi relatore che non sono fluente in italiano.
But I could also be the only speaker who is very eloquent in English.
Però è probabile anche possibile che sono l'unico relatore che è eloquente in inglese.
But as the saying goes, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. So I'll say buongiorno.
Però come dicono, no, quando anzi con come italiano quando sei a Roma fa come i romani, sarebbe la traduzione letterale. Dunque anche io, ecco, oggi vi saluto con buongiorno.
That's how far you can go. Director, thank you so much for the invitation that you have extended to the Zambian Embassy to be among you today and have this opportunity to share with you the investment and trade opportunities that are abound in Zambia.
Grazie direttore che ha invitato e coinvolto l'ambasciata dello Zambia nell'evento di oggi, in modo tale che possiamo oggi essere presenti qui e condividere con voi le opportunità commerciali e di investimento in Zambia.
Very little is known about Zambia, it seems, and we traveled the country from the time I came. Very few people know a lot about Zambia, so I'm here to just showcase Zambia's case.
È probabile che non tanta gente venuta in Zambia, viaggiato verso questo paese, dunque oggi sono qui per condividere con voi informazioni e nozioni su questo paese.
But it's also an established fact that actually Italian-Zambian relations started way before Zambia became independent.
È anche un dato di fatto che le relazioni tra l'Italia e Zambia sono iniziate prima che Zambia diventasse paese indipendente.
Zambia became independent in 1964.
Zambia ha acquisito la sua indipendenza nel 64.
But before we became independent, we had support from the Italian government to build one of the major hydropower stations in the world, the Kariba Dam and the Kariba Hydropower Project in the 1950s.
Allora, prima della indipendenza dello Zambia nel 64 abbiamo ricevuto dal governo italiano un notevole supporto allo sviluppo per la costruzione della centrale idroelettrica Kariba Dam. Per la costruzione di queste centrali idroelettriche in Zambia negli anni 50.
And of course, after independence, we continued with that relationship. We had a number of projects undertaken by Italian companies in our country.
nel 64 abbiamo continuato con la collaborazione con le imprese italiane, con lo Stato, in diversi numerosi progetti nella costruzione delle strade, addirittura anche la Fiat aveva aperto un suo stabilimento per l'assemblaggio dei motori.
After that, there's been a drought, we've been forgotten, no more Italian investments, no more Italian participation in the Sabine Forum.
Dopo questi eventi, purtroppo siamo stati dimenticati e non abbiamo visto più la presenza italiana nel paese.
And maybe it's a generation, there's a new generation that didn't take note of that historical relationship.
Allora, speriamo che questa nuova generazione possa approfittare di questa nota storica per riaprire i rapporti.
So I'll try to enlighten you once more about Zambia and the opportunities that are there.
Allora cercherò di darvi un po' di luce, gettare un po' di luce sulla Zambia e sulle opportunità che ci sono in questo paese.
I'll start my presentation,
yeah.
And that's that basically is just the outline of my presentation. I'll first look at the location of Zambia. We'll have a quick look at the economy. We'll then zero in on the priority sectors as well as the investment opportunities. We'll move on to what ZDA does. The ZDA is the gateway to Zambia. And then I'll end by giving reasons why you should invest in Zambia.
Uno schizzo, un contorno della presentazione sulle principali informazioni sulla Zambia, sull'economia, i settori di investimento dell'economia, sull'Agenzia per lo sviluppo nello Zambia e infine vi darò anche le motivazioni per cui uno dovrebbe investire in Zambia.
As you can see from the map of Africa, Zambia is located at the center of southern Africa.
Come potete vedere dalla mappa, lo Zambia è situato, si trova nella parte centrale del sud dell'Africa meridionale.
It is unique in that it's surrounded by 8 countries.
E confina con 8 paesi.
It is landlocked, but it's linked to 8 countries. So those 8 countries are immediate export markets for any investor operating in Zambia.
Contorniamo da 8 paesi che sono praticamente 8 partner diretti, immediati per l'export.
So if you're an Italian businessman, you set up operations in Zambia, you'll be able to use Zambia either as a production hub for the 8 neighboring countries or for the entire Africa because of our strategic location.
Allora, se siete un'impresa italiana che opera in Zambia, potete utilizzarla come un hub produttivo per i vostri prodotti, insomma, che dopo finiranno negli 8 paesi confinanti oppure nell'intero continente.
As a country, we are linked internally and externally by road, by air, and by rail.
Come mezzi di comunicazione abbiamo appunto strade, via aerea e anche le ferrovie.
Um, I think one thing that's important if you are an Italian businessman or investor is that Zambia is at the crossroads of two major regional economic blocks or regional markets. One is the Southern Africa Development Community, which has a population of almost 300 million people with a gross domestic product of about 700 billion. Zambia is a member of the Southern African Development Community, and most goods are traded duty-free and quota-free. So if you're an Italian investor, you set up operations in Zambia, you are able to export to 12 Southern African countries without having to pay duty and having quantitative restrictions on your products.
Zambia, ecco, in questa stessa slide vediamo che si trova in una crocevia di due accordi, di due mercati regionali molto importanti. Il primo è SADC, che praticamente contiene l'accordo tra 12 paesi dell'Africa meridionale, che rappresenta praticamente 300 milioni di potenziali consumatori, e lo scambio delle merci tra questi 12 paesi avviene con minori restrizioni e duty free, praticamente azzerando i dazi.
Zambia is also a member of the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, otherwise known as COMESA. It has 19 member countries, and under COMESA there is also a free trade area, meaning that within COMESA you are able to trade duty and quota free.
Zambia fa parte anche dell'accordo COMESA, che coinvolge 19 paesi. È un'area di scambio commerciale libero, e di nuovo parliamo di un'area dove lo scambio commerciale delle merci avviene senza dazi.
Yes, the population of combined population of COMESA member states is 450 million people, with the gross domestic product of 561 billion United States dollars.
Parliamo di una popolazione di 450 milioni di persone e il PIL 561 miliardi di dollari.
And more recently, these two regional economic groups, COMESA and SADC, they signed a free trade agreement, which is called a tripartite, with the East African Community.
Ultimamente questi due gruppi di accordi, questi due gruppi di paesi, SADC e COMESA, hanno firmato un ulteriore accordo di partito di scambio libero con EAC, East African Community.
This trade-free agreement, the tripartite, it has a membership of 26 countries, and the population of this combined market or integrated market is about, it accounts for 57% of the African population.
Allora, questo nuovo accordo, a quel punto da esistenza ad un accordo tra 26 paesi, sono in tutto 26 paesi coinvolti, che praticamente rappresentano il 57% della popolazione totale africana.
So, SADC, COMESA, East African Community Tripartite has a combined GDP of 1.2 trillion United States dollars.
E a quel punto parliamo di un PIL combinato tra questi tutti i paesi di 1,3 billioni di dollari americani.
I've taken time to explain this simply because I would want you to appreciate the fact that if you're an Italian investor and you invest in Zambia, you have market access, which is free of duty, free of quotas, to either the Southern African Development Community or the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, or the tripartite, which involves COMESA, SADC, and the East African Community. So once you produce in Zambia, or once you set Zambia as your distribution hub, there will be a market for all your products. So you'll be able to use Zambia as a base for your exports in the region and beyond.
Quello che vuole dire è che se siete un investitore italiano che decide di produrre o utilizzare Zambia come hub di distribuzione, vi si apre l'accesso a un mercato enorme dove siete liberi di dazi, è un mercato comunitario, così per esprimersi, di queste tre realtà che sono SADC, COMESA e EAC, e Zambia a quel punto vi dà la possibilità di export più libero verso questi paesi.
There are other market opportunities. Forget about the African markets. How can you get your products into developed country markets in Europe, North America, and so on and so forth? Zambia is a beneficiary of the Everything But Arms initiative of the European Union. Under this initiative, Zambia is able to export any product other than arms to the European Union countries, including Italy, without having to pay duty or having any quota restrictions.
Oltre alla possibilità di esportare verso questi paesi africani, la presenza in Zambia vi permette anche di sviluppare l'export anche verso altre destinazioni, come possono essere paesi sviluppati come Nord America o Europa, in quanto Zambia gode di benefici dell'Unione Europea, dei progetti e delle iniziative dell'Unione Europea, dove i prodotti provenienti da Zambia possono essere esportati, cioè importati in Europa, non tenendo conto delle dazi, dunque senza dazi, e non tenendo conto delle quote.
And if you want to export to the United States of America, Zambia is beneficiary of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA. Under this act, Zambia is able to export about 7,000 products into the United States market without duty, without having to pay duty or any quota restriction. So you set up your operations in Zambia, and your target is the US, maybe for textiles, maybe for footwear, you'll be able to get your exports, your products to the United States of America without having to contend with prohibitive duty and quota restrictions.
Se invece parliamo degli Stati Uniti, Zambia gode dei benefici della AGOA Act, l'accordo di AGOA, all'interno del quale ci sono elencati, ci sono 7.000 prodotti provenienti dallo Zambia che possono essere esportati negli Stati Uniti appunto senza dazi e senza restrizioni di quote. Portavo appunto l'esempio dell'agroalimentare o del tessile.
Again, if your choice is Canada, Zambia is a beneficiary of the Canadian Market Access Initiative, which allows products except for poultry and dairy products, to enter the Canadian market, again, duty and quota free. So you can produce anything in Zambia so long as they are not dairy products, so long as they are not poultry products. You'll be able to export those to Canada free of duty and free of quota.
Se invece portiamo l'esempio del Canada, c'è l'iniziativa dell'accesso al mercato canadese, un accordo che permette a chi produce in Zambia di esportare in Canada sempre di nuovo senza dazi, senza quote, ad eccezione, esclusi da questo accordo, sono prodotti di pollame e prodotti di caseari.
The same goes for China, where we are able to export over 500 products in the Chinese market, again duty and quota free. The same goes to Japan. Again, we have a market access initiative, which we are benefiting from, allowing a number of products to enter the competitive and lucrative Japanese market, duty and quota free.
Lo stesso vale per la Cina, dove abbiamo la possibilità di esportare senza dazi, senza quote, sui 500 prodotti, e anche per Giappone, che ci sono anche lì numerosi prodotti che possiamo sempre a queste condizioni, senza dazi, senza quote, esportare prodotti dallo Zambia.
So you can set up your operations, export to the US, export to China, export to Australia, export to Japan, to Canada, duty and quota free under this generalized system of preference.
Dunque, potete stabilire la vostra produzione in Zambia e a quel punto esportare verso questi paesi che ha elencato, verso Stati Uniti, Cina, Australia, Giappone e Canada, senza dazi, senza limiti delle quote.
So we have set up your operations in Zambia, the market is there within the region, within to Europe, the US, Australia, Canada, and China. So the choice is yours.
Praticamente la scelta è vostra, se appunto stabilite la vostra produzione in Zambia, oltre a questo mercato africano, avete a disposizione Europa, America, Canada, Australia.
With this bilateral trade agreement, it means that your products will be competitive, they'll be price competitive, since you won't have to pay any duty and you won't have any quantitative restrictions on your exports.
Grazie a questi accordi bilaterali, il vostro prodotto è competitivo su questi mercati, in quanto non dovete pagare dazi e dovete sottostare alle quote.
Maybe we now have a quick look at some of the economic numbers and figures.
Guardiamo velocemente anche alcuni dati statistici.
Zambia is a relatively big country. I think it's the ninth largest country in the world, with a land area of 752,614 square kilometers.
Zambia è praticamente il 39esimo paese nel mondo come superficie, che vediamo.
Our population, the latest figure we have is that we have a small population of 17 million people, despite having so much land, having such a big land.
Nonostante una grande superficie territoriale, come popolazione siamo un piccolo paese con circa 17 milioni di abitanti.
There's a lot of work for the Zambians to do to fill this big country so that our population can also increase.
È un grande impegno anche per noi aumentare la popolazione in modo tale che possiamo riempire questa grande superficie.
That's why we are encouraging joint ventures Maria Angelic.
Anche per questo stiamo incoraggiando queste joint ventures.
In terms of GDP, is our gross domestic product in 2017 it stood at 25.7 billion, but the latest figure indicates that it's about 30 billion United States dollars now.
30. Una proiezione del 2017 per la PIL era sui 25 miliardi di dollari, mentre con le ultime informazioni si attestano sui 30 miliardi di dollari.
The GDP growth rate is 4.3%.
La crescita annua del PIL è appunto 4.3%.
One of the major milestones is bringing down the inflation rate from about 100% to about 6.2%.
Uno delle cose più grandi che siamo riusciti a fare è ridurre l'inflazione da un 100% a 6.2%.
So we've been able to bring the inflation to single digit and we intend to maintain it there.
Allora siamo riusciti a fermare l'inflazione galoppante e siamo intenti a tenerla a questi livelli.
As a country we've embarked on a number of business reforms to improve our investment climate so that we can bring in and attract more and more foreign direct investment in the Zambian economy.
Stiamo portando avanti le riforme di commerciale business per attrarre investimenti nel paese.
We've embarked on private sector development reforms which have contributed to increased foreign direct investment in the country, which has ultimately led to excellent performance in terms of GDP growth rate, which has averaged about 7% over a period of 10, 20 years.
Le riforme del settore privato hanno portato anche a nuovi investimenti diretti esteri che, nel paese, che ci permette a quel punto di aumentare anche la quota della crescita del PIL al 7%.
Our business reforms agenda is still on track. We continue improving the business and investment climate so that we make it easy for businesses to operate and be able to make profits on their investments, make adequate return on their investment.
Ci stiamo ancora lavorando, questo è un processo in corso delle riforme del business per creare un clima, un'atmosfera commerciale favorevole che ci permetterà poi di avere anche dei guadagni, insomma il profit sugli investimenti in arrivo.
In fact, we are still, Zambia is still among the top 10 reformers in the world.
Infatti Zambia si trova tra le 10 tra i 10 principali paesi nel mondo che fanno le riforme, che lavorano sulle, sono più riformativi.
Some of the notable rankings are shown there. One is the ease of doing business by World Bank. It ranks Zambia 5th in COMESA. The World Economic Forum Global Competitiveness Index ranked Zambia as the 11th most competitive country in Africa, whilst the Forbes annual ranking on doing business ranked Zambia as the best country among 54 African countries to do business.
In questa slide vediamo anche le classifiche che hanno fatto la World Bank, World Economic Forum sulla Zambia nella classifica in merito all'accessibilità al credito, competitività e appunto
classifica annuale di Forbes, dove la Zambia è al nono posto sui 55, 4 paesi africani. Questi slide dopo ve li faremo anche avere.
What is shown on the screen shows how our GDP growth rates have been from 2005 to 2016. You will see that it's averaged about 7%, but it plummeted a bit in 2009-8, I think because of the financial economic turmoil and external headwinds that hit our economy.
Allora, qui vediamo anche i tassi di crescita del PIL dal 2005 al 2016, dove mediamente siamo su 7% di crescita del PIL, con una flessione negli anni 2008 e 2009 per dati dalla crisi di quegli anni.
Our GDP is for 2018 is estimated at 4.2%. That's the World Bank estimate. You can read here.
La Banca Mondiale sul prodotto interno lordo della Zambia nel 2017 sono il 4% e del 4,2%. Sì, questa è una previsione della crescita, insomma, della Banca Mondiale.
And the next slide just shows how our economic performance has been when benchmarked with the COMESA, SADC and Sub-Saharan Africa for the periods 2000 to 2013.
Allora, la slide successiva mette a confronto la crescita del PIL della Zambia rispetto alle tre associazioni, alle tre accordi commerciali all'interno dei quali si trova Zambia nel periodo 2000-2013.
You notice from the table that COMESA had an average GDP growth of 3.8%, SADC 4%, Sub-Saharan Africa 4.5%, and Zambia had the GDP growth rate of 7%.
Da questa slide vedete appunto che COMESA ha come crescita del PIL 3,8%, SADC 4 e l'accordo della Africa subsahariana 4,5%, mentre Zambia mantiene 7%.
And now we move on to the investment opportunities.
Ci spostiamo adesso sulle opportunità di investimento dello Zambia.
What government has done is identify five sectors, priority sectors.
Il governo ha individuato cinque settori prioritari dell'investimento.
These are sectors with high growth potential, with potential for job creation as well as foreign exchange generation.
Questi sono i settori con altissimo tasso di crescita, possibilità di creazione di nuovi posti di lavoro e di scambio a livello internazionale.
These are sectors which government believe will contribute to sustainable economic development.
E questi sono i settori dove il governo ha deciso a dare un concreto sostegno a uno sviluppo sostenibile.
So you have tourism, manufacturing, energy, agriculture and infrastructure development as priority sectors.
Dunque parliamo di energia, turismo, settore manifatturiero, l'agricoltura e sviluppo delle infrastrutture, come i cinque settori prioritari del governo.
I'll now briefly look at each of those priority sectors, starting with energy.
Diamo un'occhiata a ciascuno di questi settori partendo dall'energia.
What's important to note is that our energy sources are mainly hydro, electricity, petroleum, coal, biomass, and some renewable energy, especially solar.
nostre fonti di energie principalmente sono energia idroelettrica, quota di petrolio, di carbone, proveniente dall'energia delle biomasse e le energie rinnovabili.
We have a power production potential of 6,000 megawatts, but we are only generating 2,000 megawatts.
Come paese abbiamo la possibilità di produrre 6.000 megawatt di energia elettrica, però ci siamo fermati, produciamo solo 2.000.
The demand for petroleum exceeds 52 million liters per month and is growing at an average of 40% per annum.
This is internal demand.
Yes.
Of the country. Dunque la domanda interna della petrolio, del gas, del petrolio è di 52 milioni di litri al mese e in crescita 40% all'anno.
I think move to the next slide. So this shows the what then are we requesting for? We are asking for investors to develop alternative energy sources and related energy mix, including solar energy.
Dunque, noi cerchiamo investitori che possano supportarci nello sviluppo di fonti di energia alternative, in particolare solare.
For solar, we have 3,000 hours of sunshine per anno, every year.
Per quanto riguarda il solare, abbiamo ogni anno 3.000 ore di sole.
Then geothermal, we have 8 hot springs which can be used to develop geothermal energy.
Per quanto riguarda l'energia geotermale, abbiamo 8 hot springs,
sorgenti
calde, sì, nel paese.
And there are opportunities for biomass energy, there are opportunities for ethanol, there's opportunity for biogas, there are opportunities for waste to energy, especially in the cities, and there are opportunities for the development of nuclear power energy.
Allo stesso tempo abbiamo anche le opportunità per lo sviluppo di energia da biomasse, da etanolo, da bagassa, riducendo lo spreco, no, dell'energia nelle città, e le opportunità nell'ambito nel settore dell'energia nucleare.
There are also opportunities for investing in the energy support infrastructure that to on lend to users.
Dunque, e poi ci sono anche ovviamente opportunità di sviluppo delle infrastrutture per il trasporto dell'energia verso il consumatore finale.
Especially the manufacture of transmission lines for connection to the national grid. I think she's texting me, don't worry. The manufacture of transmission lines for connection to the national grid. That's one opportunity in the energy support infrastructure. The other one, I talked about the opportunity to develop solar power plants. Therein lies the opportunity to manufacture solar panels. Then the manufacturing of transformers, the manufacture of spare parts for transformers and other parts, as well as for maintenance and electrical fault service provision.
Allora, in questo settore abbiamo due gruppi di lavori, due gruppi di opportunità nel settore delle infrastrutture energetiche, produzione e manutenzione delle linee di trasmissione verso i nodi nazionali, e poi anche la produzione dei sistemi di energia solare, trasformazione insomma della energia, le parti di ricambio, dunque il supporto e la manutenzione degli impianti solari con appunto la fornitura anche delle parti di ricambio per questi sistemi.
So to summarize, in the energy sector, the opportunities for hydropower projects, the number of projects that are where we already have feasibility studies that have been done, just waiting for people to develop. Then there are opportunities in solar, opportunities in biomass, opportunities in geothermal. There are also opportunities for the energy supply infrastructure, manufacturing solar panels, manufacturing transmission lines, and the like.
Dunque, per quanto riguarda l'energia, abbiamo numerosi progetti nell'area di energia di origine idroelettrica, con diversi studi di fattibilità già pronti, però che sono in attesa anche dei concreti progetti di realizzazione. A cui si aggiungono ovviamente anche progetti nell'ambito solare, delle biomasse, dell'energia geotermica, che anche qui abbiamo bisogno di creare delle strutture, fornire i pezzi di ricambio, ad esempio i pannelli solari e dei sistemi di trasmissione di questa energia.
Scusate, Maria, possiamo provare a fare senza traduzione? Penso che va bene se si da seguire, così magari approcciamo un po' i tempi, poi il senso in italiano, ok? We should go on with our translation, if you don't mind.
In the tourism sector, Zambia has huge potential in the tourism sector. I think there's more tourism here. Yes. Zambia has got great potential in the tourism sector. We have a variety of wildlife, and we have about 19 national parks and 34 game management areas. We are home to one of the seven wonders of the world and the UNESCO World Heritage Site, the mighty Victoria Falls. We also have a very rich cultural heritage. We are home to Africa's second largest national park, which is also the fifth largest in the world. Therein lies the opportunity to build hotels, to build conferencing facilities, come up with sporting activities in these game areas, in these national parks. So it's the opportunity to build hotels, build lodges, build conferencing facilities, develop the tourism infrastructure as it were. And of course, there are opportunities in the Livingstone area, that's where the Victoria Falls is. The opportunities in the Kafue National Park, which is the second largest in Africa. What we need, like I mentioned, are hotel lodges and conferencing facilities, as well as shopping arcades. They're too fast. Then the other one is agriculture. Maybe you might need to do something missing there. One, Zambia, like I mentioned, is a big, big country with 75 million hectares of land and 42 million hectares is arable land. That means you can be able to grow engage in commercial agriculture on 42 million hectares. Again, out of that 42 million hectares, only 1.5 million hectares is commercially cultivated. government is trying to promote investment in livestock, in crops, and fisheries. In terms of agriculture, government has come up with what is called the Farm Block Development Program. Under this program, government has set aside about 100,000 hectares of land in each of the 10 provinces or regions. In each of those 10 provinces or regions, government has set aside 100,000 hectares of land for any investor who wants to go into that country to produce crops and also to process those crops, to engage in agro-process. So it's the entire pipeline, the entire value chain. You grow and process, and then you export to wherever you want. So land is available for people who want to and to go through such investments. That's from primary production to agro-processing. So in all those 10 provinces, those are the areas that have been earmarked. All those are in different provinces. We have Nansanga, 155. So it's not less than 100,000. Others are much more, and others just a minimum of 100,000. So 1 million hectares, what that means is that 1 million hectares has been set aside by government for people who are interested to go into agriculture investment and agro-processing. One of the things that we've done as a government, we've done resource mapping. We know which crops can grow. We've done soil analysis, we've done test trials. We know which products can be grown in each of those 10 regions. For Eastern Province, you have maize, corn, cotton, beans, tobacco, and groundnuts. And you can go into processing of these products. In Wapula Province, it's fish mainly, then cassava and maize processing. In Southern Province, it's beef, dairy, and meat processing. Northwestern Province, opportunities for pineapple because the region is rich in pineapple. Then it's also rich in honey. It's also rich in other agroforestry products. In Muchinga Province, the rice and maize, so you can go into cereals processing. Whilst in Western Province, the province is rich in tobacco, rice, and cashew nuts. Then in Central Province, it's soybeans, wheat, sunflower, and maize. So we've done this resource, crop mapping. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you want to go to Southern Province, we'll be able to tell you what products you can, what crops you can grow. All you need is to bring in your investment, start growing, processing those products. So this is one of the things that we've done to encourage, investment in the agro-processing sector each way. Well, this is just work that was done to come up with the crops in the three agroecological zones that can be grown there. So you have an analysis of the soils in each of those regions, as well as the crops that can grow very well in those regions. Another sector is manufacturing. As I mentioned, the country is endowed with a lot of mineral resources, a lot of agricultural resources. There's also a skilled labor force. We have abundant water, which can enable you to grow whatever you want. In fact, in terms of water resources, we have 40% of the water resources of the water bodies in Southern Africa. So we have more of the water in the Southern African region than all our 8 neighboring countries. In manufacturing the sectors, like I mentioned, textile and clothing, then mineral processing. As you know, we have a lot of copper. We're a major copper producer. We're a major gemstones producer. So the opportunity in manufacturing is in the downstream processing industries of copper and gemstones, adding value to the abundant copper which we produce. We are the second largest copper producer in Africa. We are also, we account for 20% of the world output in emeralds. Then we also are the second largest producer of amethyst, yet another gemstone. Then opportunities also in the manufacturing sector, in chemicals, leather products, pharmaceutical products, as well as manufacturing of ICT equipment. In infrastructure development, we are promoting that basically under the public-private partnership arrangement or framework. The government realizes that it won't have the resources to do all the infrastructure projects it intends to do, so has invited the private sector, local or foreign, to join hands and then develop various infrastructure projects in the road infrastructure, rail infrastructure, energy infrastructure, convention hotel and exhibition infrastructure, as well as the establishment of and construction of airports, aerodromes, and the like. This is just one of the PPP projects that is currently being developed. It's a modern international airport. It's about $400 million United States dollars. And it's being developed under the PPP framework. But there are many, many more opportunities under the PPP investment framework. Then there are other sectors that are available for investment, exploitation. The first one being mining. Under mining, like I mentioned, Zambia is the second largest copper producer in Africa. And like I mentioned again, it accounts for 20% of the world's output of high emerald. Most of our emeralds go to Jaipur in India, where they make all the jewelry and the like. But you can come in as an investor, want to go do gemstone mining or value addition to the gemstones that are found in abundance in Zambia. We also have large deposits of gold, silver, as well as industrial stones. So there are a lot of opportunities for investment in the mining sector. We have nickel, we have coal, we have energy minerals, which are not stated here. ICT, I already mentioned, we manufacture ICT devices, software application development, also opportunities, data management and storage services. Real estate, we have an emerging middle class, but we have a housing deficit. We need about 1.5 million housing units every year. So therein lies an opportunity for investors in the development of low, medium, and high-cost houses. In terms of investment incentives, we have world-class investment incentives, mainly in form of tax holidays, but also in form of non-tax incentives. Tax incentives, tax holidays, no import duties on equipment. Depending on which sector you operate, you can also be exempted from payment of profit tax. Then the non-tax incentives are mainly in form of investment guarantees and protection. These guarantees are as a way of being mainstreamed in our own constitution. So property rights are respected by the constitution. So if you invest, no one can take your investment by force. In fact, even if government found it fit to nationalize your particular project, they have to go to parliament. And parliament will need to pass that decision by 2/3 majority. Even after the parliament has done that, you still have to be compensated at full market value. So you have compensation at market price value. We a signatory to the World Bank Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency, so that also protects your investment. Maybe I should also mention that, and this is rarely talked about, Zambia and Italy signed an investment promotion and protection agreement in 2014. Again, that's aimed at catalyzing the flow of private capital from Italy or from Zambia to Italy and the Italy to Zambia. So your investment will be protected under the IPPA agreement. Again, as part of an incentive, we'll help you locate your project, whether it's in an economic zone or whether it's in an industrial park or in a rural area. The good thing with those locations is that you have tax holidays, you have tax concessions, and the like. We go to next. Well, there's an investment agency that will help you, they will walk you, they'll hold you in the process of your investment undertaking. For applying for investment license, for applying for secondary licenses, this agency is there to ensure that you don't have any issues to get your project off the ground. Now, coming to the last slide, why should you invest in Zambia? We have a positive and investor-friendly environment. Like I mentioned, we embarked on the economic reforms, which has improved drastically the business and investment environment and reduced the cost of doing business. And then it's a market-led economy, it's liberalized, so you don't have any issues. Then, of course, Zambia is very peaceful and stable. We've never known any civil strife since independence, and governments change peacefully. We haven't had any war emanating. So peace and stability is guaranteed. We are the oasis of peace, actually, in the African region. Again, like I mentioned, we have abundant natural resources, which can support both your trade and investment undertakings. I took time to mention point number 4, the duty-free access to the European Union, to wide African markets, as well as develop the country markets. Again, at the risk of repetition, there are no exchange controls in Zambia. You can repatriate, you can externalize 100% of your profits as you wish, without any restrictions or any controls. Of course, our legal insurance and banking services are of an international standard, very progressive. Again, we have an economic development policy which focuses on private sector development. Number 8 is what I've just been telling you about the investment guarantees and security enshrined in our constitution, mainstreamed in the World Bank Multilateral Investment Guarantee Agency, and also the Africa Trade Insurance Agency, so that the issue of political risk is sorted out, and all these other exchange rate risk is also sorted out. So we decided to go that way. Of course, I mentioned about the main attractive investment incentives, which are world class. And I think the other one, which is missing there, there are 10 reasons. The other one, Zambia is a good place to live and to work. It's peaceful, it's safe. There are people smiling like me, as you can see. So, well, those are the main reasons where I think. Again, just to finish, if you look at this, these are the major investors in Zambia. You have at least one Italian company which is featuring Parmalat.